Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Coming to you from a studio in Mobile City, it's Buckle's new Game Corner Plus.
And welcome to this month's Puckle's new Game Corner Plus. I am your host, as always, Linian, and I am joined here by two hosts who, we like to get new and novel pairings of co-hosts, pit people together who you might not have heard together in a while, and sometimes I completely forget who I have on with each other. And in my scheduling scramble, I get people who were on the same show together last time. The first one, you know him, you tolerate him, and you say that you love him. It's Dr. Shamu.
I'm here for my revenge.
It's true, Claude. Claude did beat you.
Yep. I fully expect to lose this one because we're not playing Future City Feud. The only game I know how to win.
I'd come up with something clever, but we do have Claude as our other contestant, so we all have the clear person that the fans really want to win. They want to see the Dark Lord Emperor Shimuokus fall before his blade in our games today. Because it is a grudge match, I did decide to keep it competitive. So we've got two lovely games for you today. Well, we've got a lovely game for you today, and we also have Boy or Girl, which we'll be starting with.
Oh no.
And we will be moving into Countdown after that. But Boy or Girl is not a complicated game. However, it is one that is best handled by our good friend, Mr. Rulesman. Take it away.
We are now obligated to play Are You a Boy or a Girl? Players will ask questions to try and deduce the identity of an NPC that the host has listed. These questions must be yes or no, and the contestants must frame their guesses in the form of a question. For each question the contestant asks, the amount of points awarded for a correct answer falls. If the contestant cannot remember the name of a character, but can narrow it down to exactly that one character, they may take a 300-point penalty to immediately solve the puzzle. Whichever contestant has the most points at the end of the game wins.
All right, thank you, Mr. Rulesman. Now, Claude, since you are the victor, I do think it would be best if you were to go first and set the pace here.
Great.
Let me navigate to the right page, and I'm here. You're good to go.
All right, are they a boy or a girl? Or what I really should be asking is, what do they identify as?
I'm going to get killed for this. This would be, this character presents as male.
Okay.
Shamu.
Yeah, I'm thinking for a second. he
guesses this one through.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I forget.
He's trying to figure his out as fast as possible, and then you'll do yours next.
Yeah, I forget this game. I don't...
There's a reason why this hasn't been played in a while.
I asked!
I can't remember.
Okay, we don't play it often. Alright, Claude, so...
Alright,
so
it's Claude.
Question.
Are they a gym leader, Elite Four member, trial captain, or I guess frontier brain?
They fit into one of those categories, yes.
Good. All right. Okay. Are they a gym leader?
No.
Are they a member of the Elite Four or a trial captain?
Yes.
Great. One of those two. Let's narrow it down. Are they a member of the Elite Four?
Yes, you have asked 5 questions.
Yep, that's 5. Okay. I can do this. Are we allowed to ask regions? Or is it...
Yes.
Okay. Are they from the Kalos, Johto, or Hoenn regions?
No.
I don't know why I said Kalos, but all right.
I don't know why you chose those. Yep. I'm really trying to piece that one together.
You know, I was trying to figure that out, too. Are they from Sinnoh or Unova?
No.
Okay. So that means Kanto, Alola, or Galar. Let's just... Are they from Kanto?
No.
All right. Are they from Galar?
No.
All right. It's the Alola Elite Four, unless I'm missing one. Let's see. I said no Kalos, no Johto, no Hoenn, no Kanto, no Alola. Or I didn't say Galar. I said Unova. Did I say Unova? I must have said Unova.
You said Unova.
I definitely said Unova and Sinnoh. All right, so it has to be Alola Elite Four. All right, and let's see. That means it's either... Oh, gosh. Oh, damn. It's either Fighting Boy... Oh, I'm trying to remember what they are now. There was Fighting. There was Flying, but she was female. There was... I am blanking entirely on this. I think there was Water. I remember there being Water. I don't remember... any of their names. All right. This is going to be fun. All right.
Anything might help.
Yeah, I know. Did they specialize in fighting and or water types?
No. That is 10 questions.
Yep. Okay. Well.
You do have it narrowed down to exactly one possible person.
Yes, I do.
For a 3-point penalty, you could just solve it.
You know, I may have to do that since I don't remember off the top of my head, and I have only played those games a total of 1 time in my entire life.
Oh, this hurts, because I know who this is. Like,
I'm just trying to, I have to remember about who was there, what they had.
This hurts.
Wait.
It's like driving a needle into my leg.
Would you like to take the hit?
I do not want to take the hint. I need to remember who this is, because I don't remember there being another person in Elite Four besides... the fighting person, I can't remember his name of, and the water.
Paula,
was
it
water
matter,
or
I'll just...
could it have been steel? Oh.
No, fighting's not.
I'm going to take the hint. Who was it?
All right, for a total of 13 questions, because you did narrow it down to just one person, it was Mulane was his name.
Yep.
The steel-type member added in the Ultra Games.
That's it.
Oh, I thought this got hit to Gen 5. That's why I was like, oh... Tell you how attentive I am today.
Mulane was never going to get that.
Okay, Shamu, yours is on the board. You are set to go.
Okay.
Whenever you're ready.
Boy or girl, I guess.
This character is female.
Is this person a gym leader?
Yes.
Okay. Are they from Generation 5 and beyond, so 5, 6, 7, 8?
No.
Are they from Generation 3 or 4?
That is correct, yes.
So, the Generation 4, is that where they're from?
Yes, that makes 5 questions.
5. Female gym leader, Generation 4. I'm trying to think of who's even Generation.
Well, we're going to become very familiar this fall.
And here I am being like, I know who it is already. Or at least that's...
Well, gym leader generation...
No, Linian, I know who it is, I should say.
Gym leader generation 4.
Huh.
I'm big.
I don't know what that means.
I'm trying to remember the gym leader from generation 4. I know, is it a grass type expert?
No, it is not a grass type expert.
I'm trying to remember all the gym leaders from generation 4, and I'm like spacing. I know 3 of them, 2 of them are male, and then there's Gardenia. I'm like, I can't think at all.
We could start breaking down type. I mean, you have some wiggle room that Claude so graciously left you.
Are they...
Yep.
I can't remember the gyms in Generation 4. That's the issue, too. Like, I know that...
And here
that
I am,
wrong.
I just played through Sinnoh, and I'm like, oh no.
Could have switched these, I guess, and had a faster show.
Are they the 7th or 8th gym leader? Because I can't even remember what they are.
No, they are not the 7th or 8th gym leader.
Oh, God. What's hurting me the most,
you
I don't
You almost
even
have it down to 1.
Yeah, right? I almost do. I just don't even remember the gym. Like, I know Rourke, I know
sixth guy, Steel Man, his dad. Like,
I don't... sixth guy, Steel Man. Six Guy Steel Man is my favorite JoJo stand.
Not from part six, though, it's from part eight. But, is it the second or third gym leader? Like, I guess it hurts the most. I don't.
No. No it, well.
Technically, it is the third gym leader.
Yes. Yes. So the answer to that is yes.
It's the second or third gym leader.
Unfortunately, it doesn't narrow it down at all.
No.
Actually, it does. It means that it's only one particular character. You can take the three-question hit.
Well, no, it can be either or. There's two still for three gyms.
Oh, I remembered
one. Depending on which game you're playing.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right. Okay, never mind.
Oh, God.
You can just ask a question that'll narrow it down. Yeah, we can give you your three-question hit and move on.
All right.
This is the rough patch of this game.
Is it a ghost-type expert?
Yes.
Oh, it's Fantina, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And with 10 questions, Shamu gets it.
Yep.
Alrighty, back to Claude.
Oh, no.
I hope you liked your easy warm-up.
What?
So.
Gosh, okay.
Boy or girl?
Boy or girl?
You're asking me, actually.
Oh, I should say. Oh, right. Is it a boy or girl?
It is a boy.
Another boy? Oh, wow. Hot diggity. Is it a gym leader?
No.
Okay, is it a trial captain?
No.
Great. Is it a... Oh, gosh, alright. Not a gym leader, not a trial captain? Is it an Elite Four champion?
No.
Okay, great. No idea what this could possibly be, except maybe a professor or a frontier brain at this point. Great, and we'll just leave it like that for now. Are they from Generations 1 through 4?
No.
Okay, that's...
That's five questions.
5 to 8.
Yes, I didn't realize what you were doing there, but yes.
Yes, I'm just saying the inverse. Are they from? Let's see, what do I know the most about? Are they from Galar or Kalos?
Yes.
All right, we got something. Kalos/Galar. Are they a member of an evil team?
Yes.
All right. The question is, does Linian consider Team Yell evil? I don't think so. So my guess would be that they're from Kalos. And that would mean they're Team Flare, which means it is... Oh, is his name Lysander? Is it Lysander?
It is not Lysander. That doesn't, like, kick you out or anything. It's just a question.
Yeah, it's just not him. Okay.
Yep.
Then who... Is it, like... Oh, could it be one of the admins? Is there any other... Oh, I guess... All right, so there is an evil person. It could be... is it Rose?
Yes, it is Chairman Rose.
Okay.
Coming in at question 10.
That was roundabout.
So yeah, I wouldn't consider Team Yell evil. Also, they don't have any named members. However, Macrocosmos is an evil team in my book. So.
Oh, I was just watching Pokemon Journeys last night, and I saw Team Rose evil, and I'm like, ooh, I forgot there was someone else.
Yep.
It was mainly I'm like. There's no way Linian would be like, oh, we're going to choose a Team Flare admin as your person. I'm like,
no, I can't name any. I can name Zerosic on a good day.
Yeah.
Do you really think I remember the girls?
The only admins that people remember are from Hoenn. Because you have Matt and Shelly,
from
I think.
I remember a couple from Rocket, because you've got a...
Oh, yeah, there's Proton.
Yeah,
Proton?
You've got Proton.
Yeah, Proton, Petrol. Yeah, Ariana's one. I can remember the ones from Gen 4 because
Jupiter,
you named
Mars,
planet and you're like
50%. Yes, Jupiter, Mars, Saturn.
Yeah. Cyrus, I understand.
Cyrus, the 24-year-old who looks like a 40-year-old, 27-year-old, whatever.
One of my favorite memes has Lusamine and Cyrus next
to
each other.
Yep, that one. That's
and
one
says, I'm... one is a 40-year-old parent of two, the other is a 24-year-old scientist.
Wait, Cyrus is 24 years old?
Yeah.
Cyrus is 24 years old. I am the same age as Cyrus. And Lusamine is 40.
Wait, when is this coming out? This game
when is this
coming out?
This Thursday.
Okay, never mind.
What?
About to say, if you tune into the Puckle Trivia, I will be asking an age question about characters now.
It's a very good one. No one will know it.
Which of these characters is oldest?
Lusamine is probably up there.
Okay. So, Shamu, yours is ready to go.
Alright. Is it a boy or a girl?
This character is a boy.
Is this person a gym leader?
No.
Is it an Elite Four member?
No.
Is it a Frontier Brain?
No. I've learned my lesson.
Oh, I remember that question. That question was terrible. Is it a gym leader Elite Four? Is it a champion?
No.
Is it a professor?
No.
Elite Four champ. Is it a trial captain?
Nope.
All right. Is it a normal type expert? We're gonna go these.
No, it is not a normal.
Is it a water type expert?
Okay, this is no,
because I can't think. Is it for generation 5 and on, again, like 5, 6, 7, 8?
Yes, okay. Yes, that's 10.
I just realized I missed a whole batch of questions. Is it from generation 5 or 6?
Yes.
Is it generation 6?
Yes.
Okay. So I have to think of Kalos now. It doesn't help. You want to know, is it Lysander? I'm just going to throw it out there.
No, it's okay. Not Lysander, but that would have been funny.
I have no idea what this is.
Not Sycamore, not Lysander.
I've seen this game wrapped up in like 8 questions.
Oh, I can't think of any character that... Oh, God. It was a male, right?
Yes.
The only other character I can think of is Dexio at the moment.
It is not Dexio.
Oh.
I just thought about that. Like, oh, the other characters with actual names.
I think it occurred to Claude.
I forgot that was a person in a type of character in the game.
Oh, does the character have a relation with a fairy type Pokemon?
Phrasing aside.
Yeah, I know.
It's not AZ.
Okay, that's what I was essentially asking. Of like, and it might hit another thing.
I know. That's 15. Cursed phrasing.
I know how that sounded. A male is that's not a gym leader. Not an Elite Four. Not a champion. Not that they're the male champion. Not the professor. Not Lysander.
Not Dexio, not AZ, not a normal or water specialist.
Is that the character you can play as?
No.
Okay, so it's not Kalem.
Kalem and Serena are fair answers. Like, they're rival characters.
Alright, yeah, I guess. Is it narrowed down to one?
No.
Oh, no.
There are two, by my count.
But
actually, there are plenty.
Can you fight this
but,
person? Okay, so they are an actual encounter.
Yes. Which take, I believe that's question 16.
Is this Zero Sick?
No.
I don't recall being able to fight Looker, so I'm not even going to guess that.
If you get to 20 questions, we'll just call it over.
Yeah, I'm 3 away.
You're 3 away.
I have one guess in my mind, and if it's not that,
I can't even think. What is Gen 6? Like, I can't think of named characters in that generation. Like, that aren't, like, again, they're already narrowed down. You want? I don't care. I already asked Gym Leader, so I know it's not.
Who is
he doesn't count as a Gym Leader. Oh, God.
He is a ghost.
Yeah. No.
The best part is there are definitely people going, come on.
I don't even know who it's narrowed down to.
You've had this 50-50 for several questions now. Do you want to just call it 20?
Oh, God. Oh, God. I remember that the character liked to dance.
No, but you're on the right track.
Is it Trevor?
Yes.
I forgot all about them. I totally forgot.
That's when I was like, oh, I forgot these were players and it was rivals.
Yeah. It's like, who else could...
Wait, so who is Dexio? I thought that was the other one that likes to dance.
No. Dexio and Cena, they're the professor's assistants or whatever, something like that.
No.
Who totally aren't superheroes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I had no idea.
And then they showed back up in Sun and Moon.
Yeah.
All right, Claude. Well, you've got a comfortable 6-point lead.
Yeah. I can blow it. I can blow it.
All right. Whenever All right, you're
let
ready.
Me know when you're ready.
I am.
All right. Is it Bugsy?
That's not how this game works.
Fine. Is it a boy or a girl?
It is a girl.
Are you sure it's not Bugsy?
I am very sure it's not Bugsy. And just okay. Because you're being a little pain, that's a question.
Fair. I'll take it. That was worth the meme. Okay, are they from generations 1 through 4?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Are they from Kanto or Johto?
Yes.
Ooh, 1 to 2. Okay, I like this. I like this. Are they an Elite Four member or a gym leader?
Yes.
Okay. E4/gym. All right. Is it Janine?
No.
Dang it. Worth a shot.
That is your sixth question.
I'll take it. All right. Do they specialize in a type that would be considered special?
Yes.
Okay. Special typing. All right. Now we start from the beginning. We have Misty. We have Erica. We have Sabrina. We have, Yep.
I think every female gym leader other than Janine in Gen 1 is special already.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Whitney,
I know
no.
I felt that way about them.
Whitney, no. Jasmine, no. Claire. All right. And then we have all the Elite Four members, which is Lorelei and Karen. Okay, that's six. Is it Misty, Erica, or Sabrina?
No.
All right. Is it Claire?
Yes.
All righty.
Nine
we
questions.
We guessed our way to victory.
All right, Shamu.
Is it a boy or a girl?
It is a boy.
I'm gonna do the same thing. It's gonna be very far off, but is it Bugsy?
No.
Are they from generation 5, 6, 7, or 8?
You said 5, 6, 7, 8, right?
Yep, that's yes. The second half. They are, okay. Are they from generation 7 or 8?
No.
Are they from generation 6?
No. That's 5 questions.
Okay, good. So generation 5, male. Is this person the Elite Four champion?
No.
Okay. Is this person a gym leader?
No.
The Generation 5 male, not main person, not that. What question is this? Is this 5 or
That was 7.
7? Okay, so we're on 8.
So you're on 8.
Is it N?
It is not N.
Okay.
With this, Claude has secured the victory, but I do want to
go No. If he gets this right here, on this one, we tie.
Okay.
Let's see. So male, Gen 5. Oh, God. Is Sigma making a cameo?
No, that is too obscure. For those of you who don't know, Sigma's profile picture is a hyper-obscure character from Gen 5. The dateable male NPC. I forget his name.
It's actually something. Sigma. That's why Sigma has it. If I remember right, I believe it is Sigma.
No.
I thought his profile picture was like a scapegoat.
Yeah, but then there's the dude in front of it. The scapegoat came from a different joke.
Okay.
I thought the guy's name was Sigma. That's why.
No, it wasn't. I don't remember why he did it. I remember messaging him. He's like, it's this person. I'm like, I know. Why?
Yeah. Alright, so who else in Gen 5 that is male? Is it Getsis?
It is not Getsis. And with that, we'll just close out just because Claude...
It's a chorus.
Claude swept ahead there. Yeah. It was Hugh.
Oh, I would have never gotten that. It would have been as bad, probably would have been as bad as the last one. Oh, God.
I'm just trying to find that character. That was not the right thing to Google.
What did you Google?
I'll say it later. Curtis was the name who performed under the screen name Kristoff.
Who?
Exactly. Would not ever force anyone to try to guess that. Alrighty. That does end with, it looks to be a repeat of last time where Claude just wins the first game and that's all he needs, but that might not happen. Especially as when we move into our next game, Countdown. Now, I'm going to kick it over to Mr. Rulesman, but know that he's been slightly misinformed. We're only dealing with Pokemon this week.
Oh, so just, what, 800 and something options?
Yeah, just that. Okay, and with great. That, we'll let him take over.
It's time for Countdown! Each player will be given a series of Pokemon. Clues will be given to the contestants in the form of moves, abilities, or other signifying information, from least to most specific. Each time the contestant is given a hit, they may make a single guess before receiving their next clue. The more clues are given, the fewer points are awarded on the correct answer. As per usual, highest point total at the end of the game wins.
And with that, we are back. Hope you all had a wonderful break with Mr. Rules Man. Now, Shamu, you did lose that match, so I will be having you go first.
Okay.
Alrighty. Your first hint. Twin Needle.
Oh, what learns? Is it Wooloo?
It is not Wooloo now.
I just wanted to answer Wooloo first. I wanted to do that for the meme.
I get you. Your second hint. It has a Mega.
Do I get to buzz in, or...?
No. It's Shamu's ladder. You've got your own.
I just need to think what has spiky things that is a Mega. Is it Pinsir? It's got the horns, so...
It's not Pinsir, although I see the horns. It's a good deduction. Often attacks Ash in the anime.
Is it a Pineco? Wait, no, Pineco doesn't have a Mega.
That was great. I love it.
I'm going to accept that as an answer, though. So, fourth hint. It is a bug type.
No. It's not a... No, it couldn't be a bug type. Oh, wait. I'm dumb. Is it Beedrill?
It's Beedrill, yes. All right, Claude, it's your turn.
Sure.
All right, your first hint. Absorb.
Oddish.
That is incorrect.
Dang it.
Grassy terrain.
Tapu Bulu.
That's not correct. This might be a bit more helpful. 50-50 gender ratio.
That is so not helpful.
Help me out, so I don't know what you're talking about.
50-50 gender ratio? Is it Grookey?
No, that has a male-leaning gender ratio, well, in fact. This should help, though. Your fourth hint, it gives special attack EVs.
Okay, so special attack EVs, grassy terrain?
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming that's just a move it knows, not a ability. 50-50 gender... Is it Go-Goat?
It is not Go-Goat. It weighs 8.6 kilograms. That is your fifth hint.
Yeah, 8.6 kilograms. That is roughly, like, 20 pounds.
It's actually very close to 20 pounds.
Yeah, roughly 20 pounds.
Yeah.
Mental math. Not really.
Are you using a computing device?
You mean my mind?
That's against the rules.
Simple 2.2 times 8.6 is, you know, somewhere around there.
You're the math major, I trust you.
Special attack EVs? This is so bizarre to me. Is it Roserade?
No, but that does give special attack EVs, so you're on the right track.
Kind of.
A sweet scent.
Okay, is it... I can't think of anything that gives special attack EVs that matters. That speed, that gives... Is it Roselia?
It is not Roselia.
Okay, well...
Your next hint is, I believe, hint 7, which is Mega Drain.
Are these supposed to be, like, easy hints, or is it Cherum?
It's not Cherum. Shamu, do you know where I'm going with this?
I think I do.
Okay. Well, this should really narrow it down, I think. Stun Spore.
Oh, Stun Spore! That changes everything!
Yeah, it really does.
Is it... Vileplume?
It is not Vileplume.
Wow, it's like all these grass moves go onto a grass type.
Number 9 is Acid.
Oh, good. Let's see. Is it Gloom?
Yes, it is Gloom. You're right on the start there. You were so close with Oddish. I'm surprised it took you that long to get there, but we did get there. Alrighty, Shamu, we've got yours here. Okay, your first hint is Shadow Shield.
Is it Wooloo?
It's not Wooloo.
Damn it.
Are you going to ask this every time?
Maybe.
Okay. Well, it is a Pokemon that has evolved.
Is it Aegislash? I know it's got a shield.
No, no, it's not Aegislash, although it does have a shield and it is a ghost type. Your logic is, as always, flawless. The Moon Pokemon is its classification. Note that it is Moon with an E.
Is it? Was it Dawnwing or Dusk? I can't remember the first part, but Wings Necrozma?
No. No. It weighs 120 kilograms.
Wherever the hell Nebby is. Lunala.
Yes, yes, it is Lunala.
Wait. So his first hint is Shadow Shield, which only is on Lunala. And mine was Absorb?
Well, Duskmane Necrozma gets it too. Come on. He's working hard here. All right, We're moving on.
I get it. I see how this is. I'm excited. Let's have some fun.
Okay, Claude,
next you're going to say Growl. Hint.
Your first hint is fire.
Oh, fire! Yeah. Let me guess, is it Slugma?
It is not Slugma.
Oh, darn, what a shame.
I would never go that far below the belt. it is, you know what, I'll give you a better hint than I had planned to. You seem to be feeling a little upset.
Do what you wanted to do.
I feel bad. You know, here's your hint, original generation.
Oh, okay. Charmander.
No, it isn't Charmander. Heavily featured in the anime is your third hint.
Oh, okay. Arcanine.
It's not Arcanine, but I like where you're going. It's a reptile.
Oh, a reptile. Magmar.
I don't think Magmar's a reptile. But, you know, the evolution line, heavily featured, even criticized for that.
Oh, Flareon.
Now you're just being mean. Here.
Okay.
It has a split evolution of temporary forms.
Vulpix.
You just say it full. All right. One of its evolution forms is black.
Vulpix again?
No, come on. All right. It is orange in color.
Oh, orange in color. Gosh, I must hate the fact I'm colorblind now. That could be anything.
It really could be.
I wonder what it could be. Ah, Charmeleon.
It's not Charmeleon, though. I see the resemblance. Your next hint, think of Slowbro.
Okay.
Yeah, that's your hint. It should call it to mind.
Oh, think of Slowbro.
Oh yeah, I forgot they did that.
Slowbro, that has an evolved...
Think of Slowbro in connection to Shamu and I as well. That should help.
Wait, in connection?
Maybe we should add it was last year.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about right now. I remember this.
Is it Alakazam?
No.
Ah, oh, there goes my big brain plan.
Your last hint is Apex Legends.
That's mean.
Apex Legends?
That's mean.
Yep. I stand by this.
What is an Apex Legend? I wish I knew.
Going by the UUTC Ice Horse.
But that's not an original fire type.
No, it's not.
Oh, gosh. You know, there are so many other fire types I have not said in Gen 1. I got it. It has to be Rapidash.
I see where you're coming from, but it is not a reptile, sadly. Mm. The answer was Agumon. All right, Shamu.
Okay. That's not looking good, but okay.
I'm glad that you're taking this seriously, because Claude's answer showed a real lack of respect. You know, here's your hint. Transform.
Wooloo.
Not Wooloo. I don't think you're taking this seriously either. I
told you about doing with Wooloo.
I worked so hard putting a show together, and this is how I'm respected.
Okay.
I will soldier on. Your second hint. This is a breeding Pokemon.
Smeargle.
I mean, you can use that to teach moves. I see where you're coming from. Your third clue. The answer is Ditto.
It's Mew. I don't believe you.
Yeah, I think it's Mew, too.
It's not Mew. Your fourth hint is that it's purple.
Oh, it's Ditto. Oh, duh.
Yeah, okay. Yep. All right, Claude.
Okay. All right. I'm ready for this.
If you can get this, I'll just give you the win. Just I need you to participate with me.
I will try really hard this time. Like
I'm sure.
I'm gonna channel my inner like Geo level of trying to win.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say Geo level of Pokemon knowledge, and that was not a good bet.
I would just be saying the right Pokemon but mispronouncing the name.
That's fair. All right, Claude. It's a Steel type.
Steel type? Ugh. Okay, what Pokemon likes to steal things? Mankey.
I'll even go out on a limb and spell it for you. It's steel with two E's.
Oh, not steel, isn't it? Likes to steal things like...
No, like it's not obviously. Apom, okay. You know, that would be...
Thought, though, that was a good thought. That could be fun.
Yeah. Okay. Steel type, let's see, how would Geo pronounce this? Pro Hobo Pass.
In the thunder. Oh, God.
It is not Pro Hobo Pass. What you call a promo pass that you release into the wild.
Oh.
All right. It is an original generation.
Oh, okay. Well, that leaves two options.
Yeah.
You have Singular Boy and Triceratops Man.
My other favorite JoJo stands.
I'm going to go with Magnemite.
It's not Magnemite.
You don't say it like Geo would say it, so it's probably why.
He knows Magnemite. He knows only Gen 1 Pokemon.
Okay, that is fair. We will give him that. 34,000 tons is its weight.
What? Original.
Yeah. It's an original generation.
I'll be honest, I'm stumped here too, so.
An original generation of what?
I never clarified.
34,000 tons of steel?
Mostly.
Oh, what is it, my ex-wife? Oh.
I just like knowing your girlfriend's like peeking around the corner like, what?
No, she's not there.
She's not at home.
No, go away. So it's not 34,000 tons. All right. Obviously Steelix.
It's not Steelix, but good guess. Galarian. It has a very strong tie to Galar.
Galarian?
Yes.
Galarian. Is it Galarian Meowth?
No.
Huh.
It is for your fifth hint here, it is part of the Big Seven.
The Big Seven. There's a Big Seven?
There is a very Big Seven.
A Big Seven of what?
This.
Oh, of course. The Big Seven. Yeah. Totally. So that means it has to be Galarian Stunfisk.
It is not Galarian Stunfisk. Heavy recoil user is your sixth hint.
Heavy recoil user?
Yeah.
Huh. You know, there are a lot of things that could be, but I don't know what they are.
You just throw something out. Some of these other hints should be very helpful.
Okay, Alolan Dugtrio.
No, it's not very Galarian.
No, it's not, but I couldn't think of anything else.
Yeah, here's a move that's heavily associated. Recycle.
And we're sure it's not Galarian Stunfisk?
Yeah. Okay. I'm very sure.
Alright, Recycle. Snorlax.
It's not Snorlax, but that is a user of Recycle.
I know.
It's also a water type. That's your eighth hint here.
So it's steel and water. And uses recycle?
Mm-hmm. Or rather, it used recycle.
Used recycle? The only steel water type that comes to mind is Empoleon.
It's a good guess, but that is not correct.
Okay.
Your ninth hint here is front-facing turrets.
Front-facing turrets? Huh. Front-facing turrets, water, steel. Is it like the Mega Blastoise that we all wished and wanted?
No, but I would have loved to see that. It might not have even had cannons on its hands, preventing an insufferable meme that spawned in the Puckle community. So, I wish that we did have it, but that isn't what we... It's not what we're here for. Your last one, it's in the gacha already.
It's in the gacha?
Yeah, so, you know, like, gacha games like Grand Order and Pokemon Masters and...
Oh, the gacha games! Oh, of course! Yeah, sure. You know, front-facing turrets? Oh, gosh, how could I have missed that? That it's obviously the, you know, it's obviously the, like, submarine water tank that the U-boats from World War II.
You know, you're very close. It's the HMS Rodney, one of two Nelson-class battleships built for the Royal Navy in the mid-1920s, and it actually sank the Bismarck in mid-1941. I'm sorry, though.
Oh,
that does
so close.
Mean that it's tied up.
Yeah, that is tied. Nope, I understand.
So we do have to go to the tiebreaker game. And the tiebreaker game is, as always, Pocket Monsters. And the game is very simple. I'm going to tell you the foreign name of a Pokemon, and you have to guess what it is.
The what name of a Pokemon?
The foreign name. So, not English.
Foreign. Okay.
Last time we played this, I picked Chargebug's German name, Ahup, and had people guess what that
yes.
was without any context. So, I'm going to read a name, and then you just have to guess what this Pokemon is. Is that
at this
is that...
point, just play their Generation 1 cry that all sounded the same, and we have to guess what it is.
No,
that.
Okay, but here's the thing. I don't expect anyone to get it, but whoever's closer by national dex number, they win the game.
Sure.
This is how it's been done before. This is how, and this is true, Sig threw it at the very end after doing some fantastic work in Cliff Hiker and Dive, because he didn't guess that Ahup was Chargebug.
Mm-hmm.
It was very fun. Fun is had by all. It's a total wild card game, and that's why I love it. So, the Japanese name of this Pokemon is Togedemaru. Claude, you're up first.
Gosh. Oh, no. This could be anything. Oh, can you say it again?
Yeah, I can.
Mm-hmm.
I believe I could be wrong. I could be wrong. But it is Togedemaru.
Oh, Togedemaru. Oh,
yeah.
Togedemaru. Oh, Italian.
What is it?
Togedemaru. That's how I hear it in my head.
Whimsicott is just. If Whimsicott's still listening, she left.
Yep, that's fine. I'm also Italian, so it's okay.
That's how that works.
Yeah. Gosh, I really have no idea what this is. It could literally be any number of the Pokemon.
Well, we'll make a guess. You know, it's always safe to go something in the middle.
You know, all right, we're going to throw it right in the middle. I'm going to pick my, like, favorite fire type of all time, Heatmore.
It's not Heatmore, but that could be close.
It could be close.
Yeah, it could be close. Shamu, the name is Togedemaru.
Togedemaru?
You son of a gun, you actually got it.
How did you do it?
I am amazed. Out of hundreds, you managed to put... And that means that Shamu wins.
Oh, gosh. I really threw this one.
It's a stunning comeback.
Revenge is mine. It tastes so...
Yeah,
I wish it was warmed up, though. It's really
cool. I can't keep a straight face. Thank you so much for enduring our April Fool's Day joke, everyone. Shamu did win, and I will count this as making their score even. But Claude was not in on this.
I figured it out halfway through.
Listening to him go Shadow Shield was very worthwhile.
Oh, it's after the first one where I'm like, all right, Twin Needle, okay, that's probably Beedrill, and then it's like has a Mega, and I'm like, Absorb, Sweet Scent. Mega Drain. A grass type. And that's what I'm like, alright, well, there's something up here, and I just decided to play with it. Granted, I did not expect the Agumon flip. That got me. I thought it was Charizard the whole time, and I'm like, alright, well, I'm just not gonna say it.
That was why I loved it. I was like, how can I make Agumon sound like Charizard?
And honestly, even like during this, like, temporary split evolution, it's like, that's not wrong.
It's not wrong at all.
Not wrong.
The slow bro Agumon was the name of Shamu and I slow bro at the end of last Draft League 2.
And if you don't know,
it's right.
On Showdown, if you name the thing Agumon,
gosh.
It turns right into Agumon.
Yeah.
Like, in the team preview.
Yes. It's very good. So, a special shout out to Viger for providing me without asking a single question of why before he gave it to me. Multiple facts about, as I said it, an obscure British warship. I was like, hey, I need an obscure British warship. He went, here's 10 facts. Why?
No reason. I wish I had realized it sooner in that one and just started guessing things. I'm upset it took me to the last round to realize that it was not.
Oh, I did nothing to boy or girl. That was totally fair. All right. You already know how to get on our Discord and give us money and all that. We're gonna just close off. Enjoy April Fool's Day. Don't prank anyone you really care about, at least not badly. Just mess with random co-hosts on the internet.
You can mess with them, who cares?
All right. I've been Linian.
I've been Shamu.
And I've been Claude. 9.
And here in Pokestar Studios, it's closing time.